This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, filling in for Terry Gross. After writing more than 500 movie scores and getting 5 Oscar nominations, at age 78, Italian composer Ennio Morricone will be honored at this year's Academy Awards with the Lifetime Achievement Award. It's a big month for Morricone, perhaps best remembered for his distinctive scores for Sergio Leone westerns like A Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Among Morricone's other film scores are The Casualties of War, The Untouchables, Bugsy, The Mission, and Days of Heaven. Tomorrow night in New York, Morricone conducts several of his scores at the Radio City Music Hall, his first ever American concert. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this appreciation.
That's Ennio Morricone's theme from Navajo Joe, a 1966 spaghetti western starring Burt Reynolds. The theme was so over the top, it wasn't even used. In the 60s and 70s especially, Morricone had a knack for appropriate musical hysteria. He could pump up a bad movie, or one that just looked dumb, like Exorcist II, The Heretic, the one where James Earl Jones dresses up as a grasshopper. One Morricone trademark is unconventional use of the voice, which is as likely to giggle or belch as sing a melody. He's big on whistling, too, so his fixation is really about the mouth, which can make music without the aid of an instrument. This tack is psychologically shrewd. It adds a human dimension that makes even seedy exploitation fare seem more authentic. His scores relate to the movies on their own level. He reinforces Navajo Joe's raw male energy, and Exorcist II's 70s view of evil as a bad acid trip with the Doors. It's no accident Morricone's most memorable work was for the great Sergio Leone. He underscored Leone's wide-open landscapes where anything can happen. That comes through even in the way the music is mixed, with some instruments in close-up, some in the distance, and something bizarre always lurking at the edges. Spaghetti westerns were a riot of anachronisms, stylistic clashes, and messy grotesqueries that fit Ennio Morricone like a saddle. He'd think like an audacious director, making weird juxtapositions. He'd take you straight from Marlboro Man cliches to psychedelic effects that parallel what the Beatles were up to at the same time. This was 1966, the same era as Strawberry Fields and Penny Lane. Thank you. As with most aspects of movie making, the composer relied on sympathetic collaborators. Morricone in his prime had his stock company of striking players, chief among them whistler and guitarist Alessandro Alessandroni. It's hard to imagine what Morricone's early music would sound like if he hadn't known a good whistler.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas.